This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing COVID-19 edition. So I'm getting feedback from client and from other attorneys, and they're telling me various things. Some people are just giving up and saying there's no business and I'm just going to sit at home and, you know, pray for death. And some people are getting quite a bit of calls, and I'll explain why by practice area. Some people are using this time to delve into their old files and to look for expungements if that's available in your state, to look for commonalities. You know, for even if there's slight commonalities. So here's an example. I've got one guy that he does DUI, and right now, you know, he's kind of out of luck, but he's decided to expand his practice to encompass all criminal because he knows, and he told me too, that, you know, there's going to be some domestic violence. There's going to be, unfortunately, child abuse and things like that going on, and theft, you know, while people are not allowed to leave their homes. So that's what he's doing to prepare. But in looking at his files, I was talking to him and he said, you know, it looks like I'm getting a mixture of everything, you know. So we went through this process and I said, well, it looks like you're getting, you know, 7-8% more women than men. He's like, okay, well, how's that going to help me? I said, all right, let's keep going. So we look and, you know, about 60% are Hispanic. And I said, all right, what about age? He's like, all right, you know, the average age is like 35 to 50. So in looking at his files, we were able to start building a profile. So Hispanic women, 35 to 50. And then I said, what kind of circumstances are they getting DUIs in? You know, wine parties at friends' houses, you know, things like that. They're not going to the bars as much, but they are going, et cetera. Not right now, but what we're doing is we're building a profile so that when this is over, which will not be forever, obviously, he's going to know how to market far better than he was in a much more targeted way. And he has a customer avatar. And this never would have happened if he was just perennially busy and never looked at his files. So I encourage you, in whatever practice area you're in, to look at your files and look for commonalities. And even if you don't think they're there, they are there. So I'm going to go through what I see happening for the different practice areas. I've done this in another podcast, but I think it's important. So I'll start with criminal defense. Criminal defense, DUI. If you do DUI, look for commonalities in your files, but expand to all criminal. I don't think, you know, if you don't want to, sorry, you might have to do what you have to do. But again, we're going to see, unfortunately, as people are stuck together, a lot more domestic violence, child abuse, things like that. I'm already seeing in the news and with some clients, some attorneys, that this is happening. And it's only going to grow, which is very unfortunate, but that's how it is. So for criminal defense, that's what's going to happen. There'll also be theft. Some people will be desperate or think, while everyone's at home, I can go rob a business or I can go, you know, burglarize someone's house or steal their car, whatever it is. So these things are going to go up when, you know, times are not good. If you do family law, well, again, same thing. Unfortunately, people stuck together. There's going to be a lot of divorce, pent up things coming to the surface when people are stuck together. So unfortunately, you know, fortunately for you, divorce will increase. And with that, again, will be domestic violence and other things. Then if you're doing estate planning, unfortunately, and just the truth, I'm sorry, but, you know, the virus affects older people and sicker people, and it's going to kill them. So there will be estates that are formed and have to be transferred, probated, etc. So there will be a need for estate planning attorneys. And if your customers don't have wills, now is a time to maybe go through old customer files and suggest it. You know, you have to suggest it in the right way and not be predatory. But honestly, it is a good idea right now, if you don't have a will together, to get one together, just in case. You know, it's one of those things, if you do that and you prepare yourself for some strange paradoxical reason, it probably will protect you in a weird way. You know, if you don't, as you know, bad things can happen. So it is important to do wills and get your affairs in order. Again, not that you're expecting anything bad to happen, but it could be a good prompt to do that, just like when someone passes away in your family or goes into hospice or gets very sick. So that's something to look at. If you're in real estate or commercial law or business-to-business law, well, unfortunately, again, as you know, a lot of businesses are going to go under because they can't do business, or they don't know how to market themselves, or, you know, various reasons. So the weak businesses will die, and there'll be less businesses left on the other side. So for business law attorneys, that means maybe navigating them through a Chapter 13, you know, a restructuring, or helping them with their cash flow. You may want to pull in a CPA or a bookkeeper or someone that can help do a statement of cash flows and make sure that they're going to survive and plan the next few months. That's definitely a service you can offer to them. If they're stuck in a commercial lease and the landlord says, too bad, you got to pay, you may be able to negotiate something to get them relief, or there may be litigation surrounding that. There may be business deals that were imminent now that have fallen through, depending on the agreement and the clauses. Perhaps one party could be compelled to consummate it or find a way to break it. So pretty much for every practice area, there are going to be good things that will come out of this business-wise. Obviously, I'm not saying this is a good thing that has happened. It's not. But you have to understand, as an attorney, perversely, you benefit from bad, from strife, from conflict, from things like that. It's your job to reduce it and help it and help people. And what you do, I have very high respect for. And it helps a tremendous amount of people. But unfortunately, it is tied and it's contrarian to certain business cycles. So I want you to be aware of that instead of just sitting there and saying, all right, I'm just closing up shop and I'm going to take long naps for next month. That's the wrong thing to do. That's what I want to reiterate with this message. I'm very hard at work here. I've been making a lot more podcasts recently. I've made a virtual close system, which is a way for attorneys to substantially outcompete people that are just using the phone to close because no one will come into the office right now. If you want more information on that, contact us, 888-225-8594, or go to www.speakeasymarketinginc.com. If you think it's bad of me to offer this while this is going on, well, I'm sorry, but I'm offering it not just because I want money, but I want to help you as attorneys to have a big competitive advantage over ones that aren't listening to me. So I have no shame about offering this to you because I know it's a good system. And if you use it, you will have a big time competitive advantage. If not right now, then when things go back to quote unquote normal, you will have a big competitive advantage. Some desire and some attendance at live things may decrease or shift online. So you definitely want to be in a position where you can capitalize on that. So a lot of things in this podcast. I know I'm going over many things, but I am here to help. It's my job, my self-appointed job, and I wish you the best. I really do. If you have any questions, concerns, you need help, you want to look at anything I've spoken about, please contact us. Let me know. Thank you.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.